I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be doing some yoga and some extraterrestrial technique, and kind of skipping around from some other topics as well concerning Andara crystals and some latest research that's been done with respect to the human body. And but before we get into all that, we'd like to kick off the show in the usual way by listening to the Hari Om mantra by Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that now, that'd be super.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari
Hari Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, a clip from back in the 1970s, and he was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institute. And I'd like now to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that I applaud your efforts to make yourself as self-sufficient as possible in the areas of health, and more power to you if you can distance yourself from mainstream medical. For those that are new to ET Yoga, I'd like to also mention that we use the term yoga in this program to mean union. Yoga meaning union, union of you and your higher self. And in this regard, the extraterrestrial information is able to help us with yoga because they help us become more of who we really are, and to connect ourselves with our higher selves and to make ourselves more self-empowered. So that's the context if you're wondering about how we can do yoga on the radio. And also, I much appreciate hearing from our listening audience with respect to program information that you would like to hear about, comments on previous programs. I'm also very, very interested in making sure that the material that I put out is as accurate as possible. And if you find that there is information that you feel is inaccurate, I appreciate hearing about it. And would make retractions publicly on air for any information that I put out that's not accurate. And that even goes for information in the archives about ET Yoga. And speaking of those archives, you can find archives of the ET Yoga programs either by going to BBS Radio and searching that way, or you can go to my website, www.etyoga.com, and on the main page, there's a button there that says Radio Archives in fairly large letters, and it'll take you directly into the most recent archives. And all you need to do then is to select a date that you prefer. They are tagged with some explanation as to what the programs are about, at least for the most recent programs. And it's a way that you can take your time going through the program and extracting the best information that you can from it. And also, sometimes I go over things quite rapidly, and sometimes a lot of thought and even meditation could be incorporated into a single sentence or two that's used on the program. And I know that many listeners have told me that they like to go over the program after the initial airing in order to make maximum benefit of the information. And I'm also very much interested in your comments concerning program content. And you can also contact me with respect to that information at paperfungo, that's paperfungo at yahoo.ca. So that's paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes by utilizing techniques or self-empowering concepts that you've heard on the program. So I much appreciate hearing about those. And as an example of that, a recent listener actually asked me if I had heard about Ishwar Puri, and that's I-S-H-W-A-R Puri, P-U-R-I. And I was not familiar with this particular person, and when I checked out their lead, I found this man to be very fascinating and well worth a look. So if I like to pass on good information, and I would certainly recommend that our listening audience might want to take a listen to Ishwar Puri. And I should also mention that recently saw sort of an interesting, amazing interview, actually at Project Camelot, with a Dr. William Mount. And Dr. William Mount has come up with some quite fascinating information concerning a number of topics related to healing. So I'd like to pass on that lead as well to our listening audience. And many times on the program, people ask for my take on a certain topic. And certainly, I believe one of the most important topics that I've come across over the last few years has been Bashar's concept of the power of positive spin. Actually, he just calls it positive spin, and I call it the power of positive spin because I started doing the technique and blew my mind because it worked. And I'm going to start off now by sharing with you the ET Yoga take, which is basically my take on that concept of the power of positive spin. And according to the Arcturians, the universe you find yourself in began about a billion years ago as a point of light within the mind of God. And this point of light was contained within a greater point of light, which was contained within a greater point into infinity. And there is an aspect of the Godhead that always existed and that expands and contracts an infinite number of times. And in my own personal experience of this, I noticed that this energy was not created. It never ends and just is. And my initial experience of this actually came as the result of doing the Sri Ramana Maharshi Vichara technique, commonly known as the Who Am I technique. And I originally got that information from Baba Ram Das, who had been interviewed and had an article in a newspaper called The Georgia Strait. And in my own personal experience of this, I noticed that this energy was never created, that it never ends and it just is. And I also experienced the three phases of active, passive, and neutral. And in the neutral state, to my conception, is the void. And then there's an internal polarization that takes place, which creates the physical universe. And this concept also relates to one of Bashar's points, in which he states that you can't conceive what you don't contain. And I believe this also applies to creation and all possibilities that occur after creation. In simplified terms, the creation is already contained within the Godhead. Another analogy relates to the discovery that consciousness is not in the body. The body resides inside our consciousness. Our body is a projection of our consciousness. To me, as the creation is the projection of God's consciousness. And it has also recently been discovered that the physical universe, including our bodies, phase in and out of existence. And this happens so rapidly that it is not detected by our vision. And I think this is a really amazing discovery, because if you really spend some time thinking about phasing in and out of existence, I think it gives a whole new meaning to the concept about consciousness and awareness. And it has also been scientifically discovered that the universe is holographic. It's all a hologram of many holograms. And in a hologram, each part of the hologram contains all the information for the whole hologram. And the universe is structured holographically. You are holographic. And each possible version of reality is also holographic. And you contain within you all versions of reality, all holographic versions of reality are contained within you. And these points need to be understood in order to comprehend the significance and the importance of the power of positive spin. From all these infinite possibilities, you select the version to be experienced with your beliefs, your emotions, your definitions, and your imagination. And your imagination is the archive of all your possible holograms. And from this archive of possibilities, the version that you imagine, which means that you believe or focus your imagination on, is your currently selected version of reality. And then you activate the selected version with your feelings. And the more intense the feelings, the more powerfully you activate this version, and therefore the more quickly it manifests as your tangible reality. Positive feelings activate positive desired versions, and negative feelings activate the negative undesired versions, the dreaded outcomes. And for practical proof of how powerful belief is, pay attention to the placebo effect. People cure themselves or get better for no logical reason other than that they believe it. And scientists like Greg Braden have been part of computer simulations that prove that the universe is holographic and that, like any computer program, there's a language of interpretation. And the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. So what you believe is. And if I was to simplify ET Yoga down into five words, those would be the five words. So, what you believe is. And you must be a frequency match for what you experience in reality. If you're not a frequency match, then you are, for practical purposes, invisible to it. If you do not resonate with certain information, then you will not notice it. And the placebo effect does not work just in medical areas, it works in all areas of your life. And this is another concept that I think people should start putting a lot more energy into, realizing that this placebo effect isn't just about in medical areas. It's true in every single aspect and every facet of your life. That's how it relates to the whole concept of belief. And here's the physics of how this works. Each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies. And these frequencies then attract, by sympathetic resonance, those holograms vibrating on the same frequencies. That is, out of the background, universal matrix of infinite possible holograms. These holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. What we believe and totally trust to be so sets up the alignment from which we receive that particular version of reality. This trust, or knowing, is the mechanism by which creation takes place. And without believing, we would create no reality and be non-existent. Furthermore, since time is only a local illusion that does not really exist, everything you ever hope to become or attain, you have already become and attained. If it's not visible to you, that's only because your beliefs do not yet have you vibrating in a manner that is synchronous of those versions. Thus, to be effective at reality creation, know that you are really not trying to create something new. You're trying to match frequencies with what already exists. To see a practical example of this, and I was so amazed when I actually came across a practical example of this concept, because I've been talking about it for 10 years. I would like to refer you to the YouTube video, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes by Greg Braden, because in a hospital in China, it's Beijing, China, as I recall, three practitioners make a tumor disappear by knowing that it has already happened. And they acknowledge the current selected hologram of the person being ill and having the tumor, but are able to replace it with another version where the patient is healed. And from the perspective of the universal intelligence field, there is no future because all time is in the now and everything is happening simultaneously. And as Greg Braden clearly demonstrates and also articulates about the heart-brain resonance created by gratitude, places you in optimum frequency to practice this type of healing or reality creation. And I think it's really important, this whole concept of gratitude, because there have been many studies done on unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. And in my belief system, these are actually antidotes to disease. They're very high frequencies. And it so turns out that, you know, in life, what you appreciate, you get more of. When you complain, blame, and criticize and create yourself as a victim, you just create more victimhood circumstances. And I was really thrilled to find out how important gratitude is and what a prominent place it should play in our lives. And you need to be aware of the fact that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. You know, people assume this. I mean, as soon as some particular event happens, or even the way the media spins certain events that are on the television, they're always given with a slant or a perspective or trying to tell you, you know, what the built-in meaning was. The fact is that outer circumstances are neutral, and there is no one person or anybody that can place that spin on things for you, or at least that should place that spin there for you. We place positive or negative definitions on outer circumstances or that information that you get or that you see, and following this comes the positive or negative emotions, which determine the version of reality you'll experience. The power of positive spin means to place a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, thus creating a positive experience. And if you place a negative emotional spin on an outer experience, you will create a negative experience. So you can appreciate here just how powerful the mass media is. I mean, okay, just to give you an idea, like, I do not have a television, right? Like, it's not happening. And for years, I've challenged my audiences of the ET Yoga BBS radio show to experiment with this concept and prove it to themselves. Keep a log of any event that you view as negative and place a positive spin on it emotionally, and then later note how it all plays out. Some circumstances are resolved more quickly than others, but once you get it, it'll blow your mind because it works. And I call this the second phase of reality creation. The first phase comes from all the beliefs that are downloaded from our initial caregivers during the first half dozen or so years of life. And we need to thank these people for the positive beliefs we obtained. But as part of the maturation process, we need to eliminate beliefs that no longer serve us. These would include any beliefs surrounding the concept of victimhood. Blame, criticism, and justification of circumstances create you as a victim. And trust me, we all have some victimhood issues to deal with. The third phase of reality creation, to me, is instantaneous creation of outer circumstances. But initially, this whole idea here of blame and criticism, as soon as you start to hear yourself blaming somebody else, know that that's just starting to create you as a victim. And there's a growing body of scientific evidence that suggests that our universe works like a consciousness computer. And rather than the number of codes of typical software, our consciousness computer uses a language that we all have, yet are only beginning to understand. Life's reality code is based in the language of human emotion and focused belief. Knowing that belief is our reality maker, the way we think of ourselves and our world is now more important than ever. And the Russian scientist Garajev, and that's Garajev, recently discovered that by thought alone we can connect with our DNA. And why is this important? Because we were designed to have 12 strands of DNA activated with 12 chakras activated, which allows us to function as Christ-like beings utilizing consciously 100% of our brain. And we have the ability to heal our own bodies. The power of belief actually rearranges the atoms to produce results. And we're not bound by any laws of physics. The only thing we're limited by is our own beliefs. And as Greg Braden states, that what we choose to have show up in our lives, we must first feel in our hearts as if it has already happened. And I think that bears repeating, an amazing sentence from Greg Braden. What we choose to have show up in our lives, we must first feel in our hearts as if it has already happened. You can give thanks, appreciation, and gratitude that it has already happened in your life. This would be an amazing, powerful technique. And according to modern-day science, for every cause there is an effect, the kind and quality of which is determined only by the cause that created it. So you and your beliefs serve as the cause, and the outcomes experienced as a result are the effects. And I especially like the quote by Jeff Andrews. And he says, you can choose what each and every aspect of your life will consist of once you learn to become consciously aware that all things are possible. That you, as an integral part of the whole, have the ability to make them a reality. To develop a conscious awareness of the seeds that you are planting through your thought process. Consciously, purposely, and intentionally holding the ideal, the desired outcome, as an already existing fact. Align and allow your emotion to ignite as if you already possessed it as an already existing physical reality, and the infinite field of potentiality the superconscious mind will deliver to you without judgment, just as you desire to experience. And I think that's a whole show in itself, that one quote from Jeff Andrews. And that's Andrews. And remember that you are never given a desire without the ability to attain it. You cannot conceive what you do not contain. So know that if you have a desire, you can attain it. This also relates to the concept of self-realization. Because your first initial wake-up to the possibility of attaining higher levels of consciousness creates the desire. And possibly, Prime Creator had the initial desire to know itself and created the way to do it. And as Sri Swami Satchidananda has said, And I'll quote from him, "If you believe, you will be self-realized, you will. And remember, the whole world is your teacher." And Bashar has also said that there are only two objective facts in the universe. First, it was created from unconditional love, and second is that we have awareness or consciousness. I mean, the rest of it basically is subjective. And one of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality. Our outer reality is a perfect reflection of our beliefs, definitions, intentions, and emotions. And this is exactly the same exact thing that Bashar teaches. And that's B-A-S-H-A-R. For those not familiar, that's at www.bashar.org is his main website. And that's Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar. And energy is either a particle or a wave, depending on the expectations of the observer. And which brings to mind the analogy of Prime Creator being the observer of creation. And the quantum world waits for us to make the decisions so that it knows how to behave. The human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. Thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And because reality has been proven to flash in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy, our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. And I think we really need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. This is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half the time we're formless. Our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness, and they're the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. And to heal, all that we need to do is purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can align perfectly to this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. The projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. And this is according to Pleiadian teachings as well, that all disease it relates to dysfunctional emotion. And if you're interested in a complete breakdown in the root cause of disease, if you go to my website at etyoga.com, there's a free download of the root cause of disease. And it's a free download. There's no strings attached. I'm not going to ask you for your email address or, you know, bug you for the next 6 months because you contacted me and got some information. This is a free download, the root cause of disease. It's at etyoga.com. And at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible, and the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and expectations. You have no limitations, and nothing is impossible. It's only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. And this also is confirmed at the ultimate truth of a reality, and that's at the College of Christ Consciousness. And I quote from them, "There are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as the result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do. In which case, I will create the experience of limitation as a direct result of my belief. Thus, all this relates to the concept of positive spin. and explains why this simple technique can be so powerful. If you place a positive spin on an outer circumstance, even if you can't see any possibility of something good coming from it, just say to yourself that, I don't see any good coming from this, but I will put a positive emotional spin on the situation because I just can't wait to find out what good there can be. And just like a coin with two sides, there cannot be an event without a positive and negative side to it. Thus, there are holographic inserts that will match up with the positive outcomes for any event. And someone once asked, well, you know, what's the positive event of Fukushima? Well, here's one. Hopefully, enough people on this planet will get it through their skull that the risk of using nuclear energy is not worth it. I mean, I see recently a country like Germany, they're phasing out their nuclear plants. We should all be phasing out all the nuclear power plants. Pretty soon, I guess we need another Fukushima or two before we get the picture that we as people on this planet need to take care of this situation. And this is not just positive thinking. Because positive thinking would mean, to me, seeing the glass as half full instead of half empty, or even accepting an outer situation with a better attitude than most. It does not create a new reality, as it is about an attitude pertaining to an already created reality. In positive spin, you actually create a new positive situation. For example, you arrive on time for your train, but it just left. You can become a victim and complain about the situation, or how about placing a positive spin on the situation? And while waiting for the next train, someone you haven't seen in years steps off another train, and you have created a new positive experience. Bashar also gives the example of the radio thief. Somebody just had their radio stolen and some damage to the dash of their car. Instead of complaining, they placed a positive spin on the situation. The original radio was the second choice of the owner, as they could not afford the top of the line at that time. Well, the insurance was covering the cost of the radio and repairs to the dash. But after positive spin was placed on this theft, the repair shop found a way to fix the damage on the dash at no cost, and the savings allowed the owner to purchase the top-of-the-line model. And also interesting to note is that when we place a negative emotional spin on a situation, it sets up a series of events that can be called negative synchronicity, not to mention the victimhood. And I've been using this technique of positive spin, and I heard this first on a CD from Bashar, and I've been doing this for years. I've done it hundreds of times, and I've never, ever identified a situation that it failed. Not once. And it would only be fitting to include information about another kind of spinning, which I would call the spinning of the chakras, as a related topic to the power of positive spin, kind of a play on words to a kind of positive spin. And our 12 strands of DNA activate our 12 chakra points, which are energy doorways through which we access our spiritual heritage. And the 12 strands of DNA serve as links through the 12 chakras to the energy web outside our bodies. The 12 chakras act as energetic doorways into our body, connecting us to the vital forces of existence. And it's through opening and activating these portals of energy that we can truly begin to know ourselves. And our task is to awaken, activate, and unite all 12, creating the spinning of the 12. This spinning of the 12 strands of DNA and 12 chakra points will draw to us energies that will intermingle and move throughout our beings, activating and awakening the many different aspects of ourselves. Our 12 chakras are collections of energy where events can emerge. They hold memory, and each corresponds to a strand of DNA. And according to Pleiadian information, the easiest way to connect to the DNA strands is to focus on the 12 chakras and visualize them spinning in unison. Even more effective, according to the Pleiadians, is to do this while spinning to the right. So you can, standing with your feet about a foot apart, place your hands at chest level with palms together, place your attention on your thumbs, and begin spinning to the right or clockwise. The idea is to build up to 33 spins and then work up to 99 spins a day. These chakras are information centers or vortexes that once activated begin to spin. And when they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. Spinning tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra system inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you interpret and receive data. And I don't know how much more I could recommend that particular technique, the Pleiadian spinning techniques, and also at etyoga.com, I also have a complete section there on techniques, and that would include the Vichara, the Who Am I technique, as well as the Merkaba technique, the XYZ, Pleiadian spinning, and Pillar of Light, and those are all included on one package. So that's at etyoga.com. And I should also like to point out that from the previous ET Yoga show, it was largely a focus around crystals, and in particular some amazing information about the Andara crystals. And since the last show, I have received mine now, and I'm thrilled to have an Andara crystal. And there was some amazing information that comes from Bruce Taino of Taino Technology, and that's T-A-I-N-O, Bruce Taino of Taino Technology, and he created a monitor to calculate biofrequency, and he found the average frequency of a healthy human is between 62 and 68 hertz. And Dr. Robert O'Becker states that much about a person's health can be determined by the frequencies of the person's body. If the frequency drops, the immune system is compromised. And as that average of frequencies drops, we start to see disease such as colds, flu, Epstein-Barr virus, cancer, etc. On the other hand, higher frequencies denote physical health as well as highly creative and intuitive states. And in a test performed by Bruce, a subject was measured for frequency, and then the subject held a cup of coffee. The frequency dropped in seconds. After drinking the coffee, the frequency of the subject dropped again. And the same tests were performed again, this time using positive and negative thoughts. And within 3 seconds of thinking negative thoughts, the frequency dropped. It took 21 seconds of positive thinking to bring the frequency back up. And to me, that's some amazing stuff, all on its own. Clearly, the power of positive thinking over a negative thinking, and also of the relationship, because everything is a frequency, and if we really want to think about improving our health, obviously increasing our frequency is highly important. And to me, I don't know of a better way to increase frequency than doing the Pleiadian Pillar of Light and spinning techniques. And certainly, stones and crystals can play an important part in increasing our frequencies. And these monatomic Andara crystals, to me, are they are truly off the planet. And if you missed the last ET Yoga show, I highly recommend you go back to, I believe it would be August 1st, the August 1st show, and the information about the Prima Matra, the monatomic field that these crystals are found in. And it's, to me was some of the most fascinating information that I've ever come across. And these monatomic Andara crystals are a soul-enhancing, high-vibrational healing tool that works on all levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And I've talked about monatomics, and I say monatomics is the best-kept secret in the world. Even in spiritual circles, I rarely ever see a mention about monatomics. Monatomics are high-spin electrons. They don't attack diseased cells. They actually reprogram diseased cells. If you haven't read David Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, David Hudson's lectures 1, 2, and 3 on the Internet, you talk about a fascinating read. There's a fascinating read, the whole concept about monatomics. And these Andara crystals, and using them, I mean, this process creates a unique healing experience, definitely individual for each person, but assisting him or her in releasing unwanted energies while expanding their understanding of their true reality and closer to their original divine consciousness. And Andara crystals absolutely resonate at a very high frequency and similar to the exotic matter that they were created from. And exotic matter, basically, that's what you call monatomic elements. These elements actually transition from one dimension to the next. And I think that's just absolutely vital. And another area that I think is absolutely vital is getting right down to basics of drinking pure water and getting good food, and definitely not GMO'd food. And if you're one of these people that hasn't a clue about what GMO food does, do a little bit of research, because there's a mind blower. I mean, three generations of rats on GMO foods, they're totally sterile, not to mention all the disease and everything else that goes with it in time. And I like to point out some information that I came across from, actually it's called trueactivist.com. And it says, while the majority of citizens in developed nations rely on large-scale agriculture, the Russian people feed themselves. And they have little need for large-scale agriculture, as their agricultural economy is small-scale, predominantly organic, and it's in the capable hands of their nation's people. The majority of Russia's food is grown either by DACA communities or by farmers. And amazingly, that in 2003, the Russian government signed the Private Garden Plot Act into law, which entitled citizens to private plots of land for free. And these plots range from 0.89 hectares to 2.75 hectares and allow the people to contribute to their own food sovereignty. And it could be argued that the ability to control the production, distribution, and quality of foods is now one of the most important freedoms the nation has. And with the power of food production in the hands of the people, entitled corporations and market institutions are prevented from dominating the global food system. And I might add that Russia has also banned GMO food, like period, banned it. And there's like 60 countries now that have restrictions and or at least require labeling. And I noticed in the U.S. Supreme Court, only since the last ET Yoga program, they passed some ruling that they won't even mandate labeling in the United States. I mean, to me, this is totally outrageous. And by the way, Russia also banned thimerosal, which is a key ingredient in vaccines about, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. So I don't know. It was nice from my perspective to come across some governmental decisions that are actually beneficial to the people. In fact, I heard one a few years ago as a combination of Dr. Schultz from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. He and Bashar both agreed that a thorough detoxification eliminates about 85% of physical symptoms. Now, isn't that an amazing statistic? 85% of physical symptoms disappear with thorough detoxification, and we're talking thorough, I would assume, like from head to colon. And I definitely every year make a point of doing detox programs. Simplest way, using bentonite clay to remove metals from the body, but I also use the Dr. Schultz kidney, liver, colon detox programs. I love doing them. They're each a five-day program, and they include about 3 days of fasting or just on liquids. So if you want to drop a little bit of weight and also do some great work for your body, highly suggest detoxification. And by the way, when it comes to the basics of health, that detox makes the Bashar's list. Pure water, good oxygenation, like through yogic breathing programs, exercise, eliminating, reducing stress in your life, and eliminating, actually, or lightening up the diet, which basically means getting off the meats, and detoxification. That's the foundation of good health, according to Bashar. And to my way of thinking, these are the concepts that should be taught to our children growing up, and self-empowering them that their bodies are amazing healing machines, because they are. And it's clearly one of the, when we look back on the last couple of decades, we're going to, in the future, I'm sure we're going to notice that all this chemtrail, pesticides, GMO'd foods, the fracking, the vaccines, these all combine to form a very negative situation for the human body, especially with the accumulation of metals, which are not good for our DNA and not good for the human condition. And there's also been some amazing research done with pyramids. Anybody that's around a pyramid, I mean, you can buy titanium pyramids now too, but pyramids have a consciousness of their own. They have a healing effect on anything around them. You can check out a lot of the, again, Russian research on pyramids. This also connects to the Egyptian healing rods, which I use daily. Very high proponent of those, and no, I'm not selling them. I just think they're a great tool. It's like being inside a pyramid for 20 minutes, and they say that 20 minutes a day with Egyptian holding Egyptian healing rods is like an hour of acupuncture. So there's an interesting item for people to check out. And I'd like to, again, give a brief plug for my latest book, which is ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, True Nature of Reality. It's jam-packed with information, like I try to jam-pack information into our ET Yoga shows. And I appreciate your support, and you can get your copy at etyoga.com for $9.95. And I think I got lots of other interesting products there that you might want to look at. And as usual, I'd like to wish everyone my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we'll now close the show by doing what I think is another amazing, powerful meditation. It's called the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation, originally presented by Bashar and designed to expand consciousness. So if the guys in the booth would like to cue that one up now, much appreciated.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front, back and forth, 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 and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.